Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Joe Rogan, he came down with COVID, he says. He says he's been taking the livestock dewormer ivermectin.
Does it bother you that the news network you work for out and out lied? Well, just outright lied about me taking horse dewormer.
They shouldn't have said that.
Why did they do that?
I didn't ask. I should have asked before
coming
on the podcast.
But they did it with such glee.
That's what I want to know.
I wasn't happy.
Oh, don't give me that. You were very happy.
I was
not
happy.
You were absolutely giddy.
I was not giddy.
You were giddy.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Let's be clear. Vaccination requirements should not be another issue that divides us.
When we finally do, God willing, get a vaccine, who's going to take the shot? You can be the first one to say, put me, sign me up. They now say it's okay.
What are you, some kind of nut? Who do you think you are?
I am Captain Chaos.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Daniel Hininger in the Wall Street Journal had a funny column today about Biden and nothingness. He talked about how so much of America is now operating in alternative realities. All the time now, one hears people say, I don't know what's going on anymore. Or maybe it's me, but I just don't get that. They don't mean only in Washington. They mean everything. We're in a crisis of consciousness. And he talks about how the borders closed. You know, that's what Mayorkas says. And Jen Psaki says the evacuation, the total surrender in Afghanistan was a success. And Hininger says, I will say without irony that Jen Psaki will be seen as an important figure in the transformation from believing what is real to believing what we're told is real. And I just use that as a way to preface this sound cut I'm about to play. Before, I want to get into the Joe Rogan, Sanjay Gupta stuff, but I just have to play this cut from Psaki, and she's being asked about the gas prices. And listen to what she says. Cut 14.
For a range of issues, and we should talk about those, that the American people are, of course, impacted by rising prices of gas in some parts of the country, not all.
What parts of the country are gas prices not going up in? Jen Psaki. I haven't seen one story anywhere. I haven't been one place anywhere. I've just been on the East Coast mainly, but I haven't seen any place where gas prices aren't through the roof. And you know, I have copy I read from Goldco, and I say gas prices are up 40% from January. I got to change that because they're more like up 100% from January. But she, again, that's the alternate reality of the Biden administration. Gas prices are up in some places. Let's play another Jen Psaki alternative reality cut here, as long as we're in this part of the cut sheet. Cut 15.
We all understand the American people are not looking at cost-to-cost comparisons from this year to 2 years ago. They're looking at cost-to-cost comparisons to their checkbooks from 8 months ago or 12 months ago. And even though factually, if you look back to 2 years ago, things may be comparative, that's not how people look at things.
That's not? Do you think that there's some kind of statute of limitations for how far back you can look at prices? Is that what you think, Jen? Really? Okay, 844-500-4242-508, Jen Psaki, the mistress of truth. 407, up $1.15 here in Orlando since Election Day. Oh, God, 844-500-4242. So Joe Rogan is the probably the most successful podcast show host in America, and he's, you know, he's the one that had Elon Musk smoking pot on the show. He's done, he's made all kinds of news with people. He's really good at what he does. And so he's a place that you want to go if you've got a new book out, especially if you're on a network that has ratings lower than whale excrement, which is the case for CNN, which employs Dr. Sanjay Gupta. So he wanted to get on Rogan, even though he was going to take a beating, because it probably did sell a bunch of books for him. But Rogan, as you probably know by now, was a guy saying, I'm not going to take the vaccine. I don't think I need it. And he got COVID. So when he got COVID, he was prescribed ivermectin. And so CNN was having a real laugh fest. It was more fun than a barrel of monkeys to talk about how Joe Rogan, the anti-vaxxer, was now sick. And he was taking ivermectin, and they kept calling it a horse dewormer, even though it was prescribed to him. And now there's stories that are not being denied that hundreds of members of Congress and their staffs are taking not only ivermectin, but also hydroxychloroquine, another drug that was roundly attacked by the likes of Dr. Neil Cavuto on Fox, who said it would kill you to take hydroxychloroquine. And so Gupta went on with Joe Rogan, and I guess they were on for hours. And but Rogan just handled him. And you know, you listen to these cuts and you say, if only people like, I don't know, Donald Trump starting out with Donald Trump, or Carter Page or Michael Flynn, had the opportunity to go on with some of these clowns who have defamed them, libeled them, slandered them for all these years. And instead, Michael Flynn gave a good account of himself with Tucker Carlson the other night on Fox Nation. But he needs to go on with these people who are really going after him. And they spent 4 hours when the dodgy dossier, which they knew was false, but Jake Tapper, Carl Bernstein, some of the other Democrat operatives with press pass, they went on for hours and hours and hours about like it was really true. And they knew it was BS. So this was like an opportunity for all the people who've been defamed by the Clinton News Network and by extension MSDNC. And this was a chance for them to all get back through Joe Rogan. So this is Joe Rogan with Dr. Sanjay Gupta of CNN. Let's just go down the list here. Cut one.
Horse dewormer's not a flattering thing. I get
it's
that.
It's a lie. It's a lie on a news network, it's a lie that's a willing. That's a lie that they're conscious of. This is not a mistake.
Yeah,
they're unfavorably framing it as veterinary medicine.
Well, the FDA put this thing out. You saw that. Did you see that thing that the FDA put out?
What did the FDA put out?
It was a tweet, and it was snarky. I admit it. They said, you are not a horse, you are not a cow, stop taking this stuff, or something like that.
Why would you say that when you're talking about a drug that's been given out to billions and billions of people, a drug that was responsible for one of the inventors of it making
the Nobel Prize
in 2015.
15, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
a drug that has been shown to stop viral replication in vitro. You know that, right? I why would they lie and say that's horse dewormer? I can afford people medicine, mother. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, he signed a contract for like 50 or 100 million bucks. He doesn't need to be taking, this isn't Laetril, you know, or something like that, one of these weird drugs that, you know, you could only get in Mexico because they didn't know what the hell it did. I mean, this drug works. And they were laughing about it, and because they don't like Joe Rogan, because he thinks for himself, and it's more important to be Chris Cuomo or Don Lemon, even if you have these accusations against you of sexual harassment, or Jeffrey Toobin, pleasuring himself on a Zoom call with female workers. Those are the beautiful people, Toobin, Lemon, and Cuomo, and the rest of these clowns. Cut two.
It's just a lie.
I don't think anyone is
But don't you think that a lie like that is dangerous on a news network when you know that they know they're lying? You know that they know that I took medicine. Like, here it is. This is ivermectin.
You got
this
it with
right
you.
Here. Somebody gave it to me.
All right, hang on. The thing is, we're like going so fast. Like, I feel like I'm missing.
Do you think that's a problem that your news network lies?
Well, I don't.
Dude,
what did they say?
They lied and said I was taking horse dewormer. First of all, it was prescribed to me by a doctor.
Yeah.
Along
they shouldn't have said it was
bunch of other medications.
If you got a human pill, because there were people that were taking it, the veterinary medication, and you're not, obviously. You got it from a doctor, so that it shouldn't be called that. Ivermectin can be a very effective medication for parasitic disease, and as you say, it's probably, you know, I think, what, 250 million people have taken it around the world?
More.
I get that.
Way more.
So,
way more. Billions of people have taken it.
Can I just come back to the one I want to talk about?
Two
things on the ledger.
Before we get to that, does it bother you that the news network you work for out and out lied?
Well,
just outright lied about me taking horse dewormer.
They shouldn't have said that.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
You didn't ask? You're the medical guy over there.
I didn't ask. I should have asked before coming
on
the podcast.
But they did it with such glee.
No,
yes,
Joe.
They did. I watched.
I should have asked. There's an extremely weak response when you're confronted with a direct question like that. And, you know, the reason he didn't ask was because you don't ask questions at CNN. You do what you're told. What was that guy? That was one of the things in Project Veritas, wasn't it? That one of the people they talked to, a low-level producer, said that they go into a meeting in the morning, the editorial meeting, and Zucker tells them what they're going to say. Zucker, who's another this bloated Democrat operative with a press pass, who used to be Matt Lauer's producer, but he didn't know what was going on. None of them knew what was going on. Of course they didn't. Anyway, we'll play some more of this when we come back. 844-500-4242-508 says Rogan gave him an atomic wedgie, stomped his lunch, and shoved him into a locker. And then he stole his change that he was going to use at the dispensary after lunch. My friends at Balance 7 are doing something they've never done before. They are taking $10 off plus free shipping on their 32-ounce supply bottle to make it even more affordable for listeners to try. This 11-day supply will cost you less than $20. Balance 7 gives me more energy than coffee, and with this price, it even costs less than a cup of coffee. Howie Carr Show listeners love Balance 7. One listener wrote me, I started drinking Balance 7 three times a day, and within 2 weeks, I began enjoying activities like hiking again. I headed back to Florida a couple weeks ago, and I took 4 jugs with me. That's how much I love it. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take 3 times a day to break down the acids in your body. Often at remotes, listeners thank me for introducing them to Balance 7. Balance 7 works by reducing the acids that naturally build up in your body over time. Acids can come from coffee or even wine. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day and you will feel the difference within 72 hours. If you suffer from heartburn or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. This special is for 1 week only, so order today at balance7.com and put in code word Howie10 for $10 off and free shipping. Order today and save $10 off their 11-day supply bottle and receive free shipping with code Howie10. That's code word Howie10 at balance7.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
Mother of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. Stagflation is making a comeback. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can protect your wealth and take control of your retirement. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who's going to win the Virginia governor's race, Glenn Youngkin or Terry McAuliffe?
I'm going to say Terry McAuliffe, unfortunately. That's my gut feeling.
23% say Terry McAuliffe.
All right. 844-500-4242. We're going to take some calls. But I want to play a few more of these cuts with Joe Rogan on his podcast with Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Selling books the hard way. This is one thing that they never talk about this on any of the left-wing media outlets, whether it's newspapers or the cable news channels. And that's the fact that kids just don't get sick. And they, if you have a healthy child, the child is not going to die from this. I mean, maybe there's a 1 in 2 million chance, but I mean, that's vanishingly small, as they say. So let's play cut six here. Joe Rogan and Sanjay Gupta from CNN, cut six.
With your attitude that you're not worried about catching it because you've been vaccinated and you're a healthy guy. That is the exact same feeling that people have about vaccinating their children. If they have healthy children and they know that statistically speaking, there's so few children that have died from COVID.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, there are. It's like I think 500 or so children
out of
have died
millions
from,
and millions and millions of kids
that probably have been exposed.
Yeah.
But you know, it's again, part of it is not defining this in terms of life and death.
Understand my point?
Well, are you suggesting I get boosted?
saying that. What I'm saying is your attitude about not being concerned because you have antibodies and you think you would get through it even if you had a breakthrough infection. That is the exact same attitude that a lot of young people have where they don't want to get a shot.
It's so good for this guy to hear this, you know, because he never hears. They're in this... they're in this cocoon. They never are exposed to this other side of it. 844-500-4242. We got more to play on this. I'll take a call, though. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, Howie Carr. I know you a psychic. I want to know who's going to win the governor in New Jersey. I mean, Jack going to win the New Jersey area. I want to know what you're going to predict in New Jersey.
You know what I'm going to predict, Mr. Garcia. I hate to say it, but Murphy is going to is going to win. By the way, I didn't see your picture at the gay rights gala the other night when Murphy and the Congressman Pallone and the rest of them weren't wearing a masks. Why weren't you invited?
I don't know. Not me.
You're a person of color from the urban community of Newark. You don't get more urban than Newark, New Jersey, Mr. Garcia. You should have been there.
Yeah, but I hate Murphy, and my taxes are going up every single day, and my property go up $479. For a year more, and I'm not going to vote no more.
It's for the children, Mr. Garcia. You gotta pitch in to help out all these illegal aliens that are arriving across in every state in the union. Aren't you a generous person, or are you a terrible deplorable that wants to keep all that money for yourself just because you worked for it? How dare you have that attitude?
I want to keep the money. I wish you the best.
Hey, Mr. Garcia, you better get down here to Florida or get to Texas with all of your other relatives if you want to keep your money. It's not going to be any money left for anybody once Murphy gets reelected and all the rest of those hacks in Trenton. You know that.
Yeah. Thank you. And no, I might go to, who knows, I might go back to Guatemala, back to my country. It's getting worse.
Guatemala's coming to Newark, Mr. Garcia, in case you haven't noticed. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Got time for Mike? Got time for Mike? No, we don't have time. Okay, we'll take some more calls. We come back and we'll play some more of this interview with Joe Rogan and Sanjay Gupta. And we got more stuff on the kids, too. And it doesn't get nearly enough attention that these kids aren't getting sick. I mean, the New York Times is making stuff up, stories out of whole cloth, saying 900,000 kids have been hospitalized when the real number is 63,000. And nobody knows that either, that the New York Times is making this crap up. It's outrageous. So Sanjay Gupta You know, he took a beating for the sins of all of his fellow rump swabs in the mainstream media. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We've been playing cuts from Joe Rogan's podcast interview of Dr. Sanjay Gupta. He's one of the fellow travelers, one of the card-carrying employees of CNN, the Clinton News Network. And so he's being called out on this stuff about the big lie that they've been big lies that they've been promoting on CNN about the panic and for that matter every other damn thing, although Rogan is concentrating more or less on the panic and promoting this pernicious fantasy that kids can get sick and die from this thing when practically none have. And again, he said, Gupta, you just heard say that there 500 maybe have died. But I don't think it's even that number. I go by Dr. Marty McCary at Johns Hopkins, and he had his staff make calls, and there were only 300 or so when he did it a month and a half ago. There were only 300 plus kids that had died, and he checked them all, and not a single one of them did not have an underlying condition that apparently contributed and was likely the major contributing factor to their death. No one died, period, of just COVID-19. And the CDC's own statistics show of the 700,000 or so plus now that are dead, only 6% died just of COVID-19, only 6%. That's 42,000 in a country of 330 million people. So, but it has served a political purpose. It increasingly doesn't serve a political purpose. That's why it's going away. That's why Charlie Parker is now saying that he's just learned that this summer that the temperature gets over 90 degrees. There are heat waves. There are tropical storms. He's learned this, and he just discovered.
I'm shocked.
And he just discovered in 2015 that snow can be a problem in Massachusetts. How old was he when he was elected governor? Like 55? He'd never seen a snowstorm before? Where was he in the winter of 1978? There wasn't just that one big blizzard. There were three big blizzards, as I recall.
Anyway, don't know.
Yeah, I don't know where you were either. Maybe you don't know. I think you were at Harvard. Okay, so let's go back, and again, we'll take some calls here, 844-500-4242. This is Joe Rogan again with CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta, and we're talking about breakthrough cases and the chance of kids really getting sick. Cut three.
Don't you think that even with a breakthrough infection, untreated, you're probably more vulnerable than the average child who is not vaccinated who gets COVID? Like people have died who are double vaccinated. In fact, there was a guy who just won an Emmy.
I saw that.
Yeah, the odds of that happening to a healthy child are very, very low.
Very low.
But that guy is probably your age. How old are you?
I'm 51.
Yeah, he's about your age. Theoretically, you would be more vulnerable than a young child would be. You vaccinated would be more vulnerable of a breakthrough infection than a young child would be, statistically speaking, right? But you're not worried about catching it.
They're both rare.
But you're not worried about catching it. You're not worried about catching it because you've been vaccinated and you think it imparts a certain amount of protection. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying to you is I think that not worry is the same feeling that a lot of people have about their children. They're not worried about their healthy children catching it for the same reason you're not worried about catching it being vaccinated.
And what the parents are worried about is a potential adverse reaction if their kids do get a vaccination for a disease that they're not at risk from. It's insanity. Look at this situation in Indiana where the 4 and the 5-year-old were brought in for flu shots and they were given the virus shot by mistake. And now, according to some accounts, they're sick. And people are texting, for, especially from Maine, about the fact that it came out or it seems to have come out at the hearing, or the healthcare workers, 2,000 of them, were trying to get a temporary restraining order against being required to get a vaccine to preserve their jobs. It was turned down by the Obama appointee, the judge Jonathan Levy. But apparently, during the examination of the public health commissioner Shaw, we read some of the testimony that was taken down by a citizen blogger, transcribed the MaineJournalNews.com. Apparently, according to the CDC's own statistics, the VARS, where you self-report problems, according to that site, there's 660 of the people, of the 1,070 or so people that have died in Maine, were vaccinated. Now, I don't think anyone is seriously disputing that number. But that's more reality. I mean, you have to make a decision. The Guards Union in Massachusetts right now at this hour is in a federal court in Worcester, Massachusetts, and they're seeking to stop the state from requiring that that the prison guards get vaccinations or be progressively dismissed starting Sunday, October 17th. And again, I don't think they're going to get too far. Timothy Hillman, I believe, is somewhat more conservative, a federal judge. He's not. I don't think he's an. I don't think he's an Obama appointee. But I could be wrong, but he's. I don't think he's going to give the union a break. And the union's just basically saying, you know, this is not in the collective bargaining agreement. This is not in the contract that we negotiated with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. That if you decide to give us this crazy shot and we say no, you can fire us without any, and you can deny us any kind of religious or medical exemption on your whim. And if we get the medical or religious exemptions, and then you decide too many are given out, you can fire the person who gave them to us, and then require us to get the exemptions again, which they are doing right now, Charlie Parker's administration. And so the arguments are going back and forth in Hillman's courtroom in district court and federal district court in Worcester, and we'll keep you informed as it goes along. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, Howie, when you're talking about vaccines and all, they're not giving us any numbers as to how many kids are suffering from the mask mandate, how many kids are suffering from the for suicide, depression. All the things that are happening to patients because they're not being able to see the doctors.
How about the fact that, Peter, here's another way the kids are suffering. All the standardized tests every story I've read from anywhere in the country has said that the standardized test scores for kids have gone way down since this thing started, and they're not going to class or only occasionally going to class or doing Zoom classes. Plus they're not socializing nearly as much with their cohorts.
Be a decade long of trouble coming from all of this because of this nonsense. It's going to be a decade, I'm telling you, because the kids are never going to recover from this. And even in the medical schools, they're not going to class. They can't. They're over the Zoom and everything. I wonder about the next series of physicians and such being trained.
I know. My youngest daughter got out right before of college, right before this thing started. I mean. It would be bad enough to have your kids not socializing and getting all the benefits of a college education, and I don't think there's too much education going on at any college anywhere. But how frustrating must it be to be writing these huge tuition checks, knowing that your kids are to a greater or lesser degree locked up in a place like Amherst College, an elite school. Calvin Coolidge went there, the president. I've been reading his autobiography. And what he used to learn and all the great professors there, now it's like being in, not just in prison, but it's like being in solitary confinement. You have to eat by yourself according to the rules they laid down. I mean, why would you want to pay? And the tuition and room and board at Amherst now is up over $70,000 a year. $70,000 a year for your kid to go into the hole, as Humble Pie would say, 30 days in the hole. Only it's not 30 days in the hole, it's two semesters in the hole. 844-500-4242.
30 days in the hole.
Do they put bars on the door and then they give you a metal cup so you can like bang on the bars if you want to get the attention of the guy in the next room, I mean cell at Amherst College? What the hell is going on?
30 days in the hole.
Have any students at Amherst died from the virus?
30 days in the hole.
No, I didn't think so. Billy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Billy.
Great show, Howie.
Thank you.
I just want to start with, you know how you call them moon bats? I got a better name for them, intelligent idiots. And I want to say one thing, right? How come when they say it's my body, I could have an abortion and do whatever I want, right? When it comes to this, our body doesn't matter what we do, and if we want the shot or not.
I know. I know. I don't. I don't get it. And they're very. They won't negotiate either. You know, a lot of these unions, I'm following it closer in Massachusetts for obvious reasons, but, you know, the unions would be happy if they just said, okay, we'll get a test. Give us the option of getting a test. I mean, we all know these tests are meaningless pretty much, but at least that gives you an out and you don't have to take a risk or what you perceive to be a risk. I mean, Billy, what's wrong with that?
Nothing, really. You know, it just does not. Yeah. It will never make any sense.
Yeah. And you know, I don't understand it. All these people in Boston and they laid off 812 workers at City Hall in Boston. And so the acting mayor is acting like she's Winston Churchill again, a profile in courage. What does she care that if they get fired? She's out of office at the end of the year. She's lost. She's already lost the race for mayor. She's been defeated. She's not going to be the mayor anymore in about 4 weeks, and then she's not going to even be a city councilor at the beginning of next year. So what the hell does she care? So why does she have to insist that everybody get a vaccine? So they're saying, okay, we laid off 812 people at City Hall, and now we're down to 637. So they basically coerced, knuckled 175 people or whatever it is into getting 175 people into getting the shot. Is she proud of herself? I mean, really? And the number of cases every day, the number of breakthrough cases are up again. They're up again. Nobody's dying, but the number is breakthrough case. So if they're not going to die anyway, what's the big deal? And if the shot doesn't protect you from a breakthrough case of COVID, what's the pressing need? If you want to get it, get it. If you don't want to get it, don't get it. I just don't understand. All these people, our bodies, ourselves, except for this. 844-500-4242. Let's play another one here. Now Rogan starts asking Sanjay Gupta about the gain of function research. This is what was promoted by CNN's patron saint. The Dr. Anthony of Fauci, and he's hiding something, I would say. So what is Sanjay Gupta? Did he? And by the way, why doesn't he? When do you hear what he says? And why does he say this stuff on CNN? Why does he have to have it? Basically slapped out of him on Rogan's podcast, cut four.
Did you read the email leaks? The emails from Peter Daszak and all the different discussions that they had about their concerns that they were responsible for this through gain of function research.
They applied for a grant to specifically insert a furin cleavage site, which is that particular part of the virus that raised so much concern. Yeah, I mean, look, the thing is, like, this gets back to the same thing I think we're dancing around a little bit, which is I don't know sometimes what to do with this. It's highly suspicious.
Why don't you say it's highly suspicious on your own network? It's highly suspicious. Why can't you say Mark Zucker is he going to suspend you? I mean, he didn't fire Tubin for flogging himself on a Zoom call with female, or not that it matters, female colleagues. So are you afraid to say what you know to be the truth? Cut 7. This is Joe Rogan with Sick.
I think of this, and sometimes the way I think about my teenage kids, they're not telling me everything here. Now, yeah. Do I automatically assume they're totally guilty of everything I think they're guilty of, or is there something else going on here, right. You know? I think China has not... part of being prepared in my World War C book is that we have to have a World Health Organization that's actually empowered to be able to do things. It's just, it's too beholden, I think.
That's another thing he'll never say on CNN.
There was a letter that...
He'll never admit there's anything wrong with WHO. We'll come back. We'll take more calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. Protecting your family is essential, but defending yourself doesn't have to be lethal. It's time for safer self-defense with Taser, because Taser protects life on both sides of the trigger. Non-lethal and easier to use than a gun, Taser's smart self-protection devices can stop threats before, during, and after you pull the trigger. Take the Taser Pulse Plus. From 15 feet away, it can lock up an attacker's muscles for up to 30 seconds. That's half a minute, 30 seconds. So you can escape safely. And when paired with your phone, the Taser Pulse Plus alerts emergency dispatchers with your GPS location as soon as you fire. And if you ever have to fire yours, Taser will replace the device for free. Get the same Taser technology trusted by police officers across the country since 1993, giving you the confidence to pull the trigger. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at Taser.com and enter promo code Howie. Spell TASER.com, promo code Howie. Taser.com, promo code Howie. Supplies are limited. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr has ditched the big tech overlords and taken his show to Rumble. Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
Excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
This has been sort of known, but it's now out in print. They've got a new memo out at UMass Memorial Health. That's the big hospital in Worcester. With a November 1st deadline to receive the COVID-19 vaccine approaching, UMass Memorial Health has told its employees that workers will lose their jobs if they are not immunized by December 1st. That's according to a memo that's out this afternoon. A memo was sent to employees, system employees today, that some unvaccinated workers had questions about what would happen after the November 1st deadline. We do not make this decision lightly. We've struggled with it for weeks, et cetera, but we must stand by our commitment to protect the safety and well-being of our patients and each other. After November 1st, unvaccinated caregivers, including those who have received a religious or medical exemption, must wear an N95 respirator, use eye protection, eat meals in an isolated manner, and be tested frequently. Then caregivers without an approved medical or religious exemption will have 2 weeks until November 15th to receive either the one-shot Johnson & Johnson or a first dose of Pfizer or Moderna. If they do not get the shot by November 15th, they will be put on 2 weeks suspended pay without leave, etc.
Your papers, please.
Your papers, please. Yeah, yeah. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, Howie. I just wanted to mention, I'm a little confused about the whole vaccine card. I went to an outdoor concert venue this weekend, and I had to be tested at the facility to prove that I was negative. But if I had a card, I could walk right through the gate. So I know I was negative, but how many of the people holding those cards were actually positive?
All I can say is, for the millionth time, Chris, the same thing you've said. None of it makes any sense, does it? Nothing makes any sense. Following the science is not what this is about. I'm Howie Carr.